Hey everyone, it's Enrique here with Leisure Matters Coaching. Thanks for listening. This episode might throw you off a little bit. I think you need a cruddy manager. I think you need somebody that doesn't know how to manage you. I think you need somebody that honestly might not even care about how you as a person, as an individual, is doing. I think that we all need that. This all stemmed from a conversation I was having with a friend. Now, yes, this person was a little bit younger, maybe starting off in their career, sure. But this friend was telling me, you know, I was asking them, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? You know, they're kind of fresh out of college. What are you looking for in, like, you know, your first roles out of college? And they were kind of just telling me, like, they want, in my opinion, they just kind of wanted the easy road. You know, they want someone that, you know, is flexible with their time. They want someone that can, you know, manage but not manage. And in my mind, I get it. We live in a time where, you know, a lot of people just kind of want to feel comfortable in their job and, you know, love their manager. I get it, right? Because that's the kind of world we live in right now where people just kind of want that feel-good thing, right? Man, I can tell you that was not my experience as a young professional. You know, I do got some gray in my beard, so I've done some work here and there. And I think I have become 10 times more a better person, better leader, you know, having gone through not so great managers, right? Like, As a leader, as a person that, like, loves to develop and grow, you know, you know when a manager is kind of cruddy, right? So you know when, or not even cruddy, like someone that's just not up to par. You know, so I think we all need those managers that are kind of like, they're kind of all right. Maybe they just don't know how to manage. Maybe they don't have the ability to lead, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe someone that just, like, is super mean and super, like, you know, micromanaging and just all over you, right? I think we all need a little bit of that in our life, in our careers, preferably, like, in the initial starts of our initial jobs or initial roles, because we need to know what bad is. Because in reality, like in life, we always, no matter whether we like it or not, we always get the good and the bad, right? Like, you don't get to choose the bad. Like, I'm yet to meet someone that's like, oh, well, I kind of want some bad stuff to happen to me so I can be a little bit stronger. Like, no, like, things happen, you know, like super horrible things happen, like, that we never wish on anybody. Like, people pass away, friends leave, you know, like family stuff, bad things happen, right? So we can't control that. And I think that those things makes us much stronger, have more capacity for empathy, more capacity for being able to walk in other people's shoes, right? So why not do it professionally, right? Like, why not experience a cruddy manager so that you know what bad is, so that you know you don't do that, so you know what you don't want to be like. And I think that's where I've come along, is I've had, you know, a handful of managers in my life, and I've had bad managers, and I've had really good managers. Like, you know, I could speak most recently, my manager yesterday, she literally empowered me so much to not only do a great job at my job, like, not only, you know, I call it getting buckets. Not only does she want me to get buckets at my job, she empowered me to go above and beyond in my job, not asking me to, but just the way that she spoke kind of encouragement into me. And I think that's when you feel that kind of empowerment and you've experienced the bad, or like the not necessarily so great, you realize what real good leadership is. And you know, man, I want to be like that. I want to be the leader that inspires. I want to be the leader that engages, motivates, and propels forward, you know, the people that work under me. So, yes, I want a cruddy manager for you. I want a cruddy person that doesn't care about you, so that one day, when you are that great manager, you know the road you walked, and you know how you can best develop others. So that's this post. Might not be the nicest to hear, but I think you get the point. Remember, Leadership Matters Coaching. Check it out. Pass it on if you like it. If you don't, all good. No worries. Have a great day.